9 o'clock, and we will call our August 12th, 2022 meeting to order. First order of business is a roll call, which I'll ask Regent West, please.
Chair Bell.
Present.
Regent Ball. Regent Brinkley.
Present.
Regent Henson.
Here.
Regent McKinney. Vice Chair Melton.
Here.
Regent Nichols. Regent Spiller.
Present.
Regent Thomas.
Present.
Secretary West here, and Regent Winninger.
Oh, closer.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize it was
just
that.
Oh,
had to.
Regent Brody.
Present.
And Regent Dennis.
I couldn't understand. I was waiting for it.
That is my fault.
Like,
and the student regent.
An honest mistake. And nine out of our 11
present
regents are here tonight.
I'm going to correct my role. And I believe we have, we have nine regents present. Representing quorum of the board.
And to prove that they are regents, we're actually going to have a ceremony this morning. We administer our oath of office. And I would like to do that next. I'd like to ask our three new regents to come up front, and we will administer their oath of office and make their service official. Yeah, there they are. Gary, if you'll just stand over there.
Sure.
As part of the ceremony, we will be bestowing on each of you this regent's pen. This was begun a number of years ago, probably 25, 30 years ago, by Dr. Ramstall when he was president, and it distinguishes you as a regent to be worn proudly at meetings and anywhere else that you might desire to wear them. But it is a nice emblem, if you will. So our oath of office is the standard one that is given to people holding office in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I'll ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth and be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute to the best of your ability the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky University according to law? And do you further solemnly swear that since the adoption of the present Constitution, you, being a citizen of the state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within the state, nor out of it, nor have you sent or accepted the challenge by a duel with deadly weapons, nor have you acted as a second in carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offending? Affirmative actions with that. So these pens, I will say, don't lose them. They are real.
Where are you going to do that?
Well, and this may be your second pen.
It is my second.
Melissa, as many of you know, served on the board one previous term. It is nice to have her back on the board. Cole is our student regent, which is an honor and a privilege. And I will say, as we do this, that being a regent at a university, while it is responsibility. We will have an orientation session 2 weeks from today to go over some of the nuts and bolts and gritty aspects of serving as a regent. Gary just doesn't want to pull apart. Literally doesn't. We're very happy to have all three of you on board and look forward to your service over the coming years. So, thank you. Next order of business is in regards to special recognition and a guest we have today who's very familiar with this room and this board, President Boney. I'll let you start that off.
Well, Chair Bail, with new regents coming, it also means we have some regents who've done their service departing. And we have two regents leaving us, at least leaving the regents, Julie Hinson, who is with us today from Louisville, and Jason McKinney, who is unable to be with us. But I'm thankful for their service. I've already said nice things about Jason to his face, and so I don't feel the need to repeat them here, but he was a wonderful, good regent, and I certainly appreciated everything he did to support me and the university during his service on the board. For Regent Hinson, I am thankful for your enthusiasm, that you are the cutest AOPI, which everyone knows, the cheerleader of the Regents that we will miss, and your energy, your enthusiasm, but most importantly, your deep love and care for Western Kentucky University. No one ever doubted that Julie served because she loved the institution. And I told her outside that while we will miss her here, it is evident that she's been playing a little more golf, so she has a tan with her extra time. But also, the events in Louisville have multiplied. And so, ever the Energizer Bunny, Julie is shifting her talents, her time, her effort to the Louisville chapter and the Sisterhood, which is approaching, we hope, a record number of members. And so, Julie, we have a special gift of thanks for you. That I will, you have to open in front of everyone.
Okay.
So, while they say nice things about you, I appreciate you. Well, see, if you can
who
focus.
Else is going to cheer up with you?
I know.
When you have, like, things happen here at Regents. I mean, the reason why I bring Kleenex is for both of us. Somehow we have student regents come in and do presentations, and all I have to do is look at him, and then I get all choked up, and then I see him, and I start handing him. So I don't know who's going to have to do that now. Somebody's got to take that over. Thank you all so much.
It's okay.
Jace, can I tell you I wouldn't do this?
You didn't work on it. I said,
yeah, right.
No, I just looked at this has been a very educational experience for me. To be on the Board of Regents. It's helped me professionally and personally. It's helped me figure out where I want to do my gift giving to WKU because I've learned so much more. It gave me an opportunity to meet the faculty and the staff and work with you all as well as the students. And it has been such a joy. My grandfather always used to tell me that you are the company you keep. And I appreciate that you all have been the company I've kept for the last 6 years. Because there is something to be said for that. And I appreciate it. So I will tell you, the last time we did this, when I rolled off the foundation board, I was getting emotional then, too. So I decided to tell this story that when I got my first booster shot for the COVID, I would have these really crazy dreams. And one of the dreams was that I was married to everybody I knew. I mean,
all of you included, except my husband Mike, including Don Henley of the Eagles. And we, and as I woke up, we were right there getting married at his Malibu mansion. And so just know that Don Henley doesn't know, nor does my husband, but Don Henley's my next one. So, and now I just kind of make, need to do something to laugh, because if I don't, I'm just going to start being a blubbering people. But thank you all. Thank you truly for being the company I've kept for the last 6 months, because, or the last 6 years, because truly there is something to be said for that comment. Thank you.
Before we let Julie get away, I do want to open the floor for any other comments that anyone may have. But my first encounter with Julie Henson, I'll never forget, and it was many years before she was on the Board of Regents, and it was a cold, rainy, windy, wet December evening, and Glasgow was having its graduand ceremonies at the old Plaza Theater. And I walked in and I met Julie Henson. I said, "What? What are you doing?" She had driven down from Louisville for that. She wasn't on the Board of Regents. She was on some other Western-related board, I'm sure. But anyway, I think that typifies Julie's passion for the university and for students. And she certainly exhibited that throughout her tenure on the board. It's also worth noting that as president of the Alumni Association, she was part of the Presidential Search Committee and certainly did her duty there and was very conscientious about fulfilling those duties. So we know Julie's not going away. We look forward to seeing her at many Western events for many years to come.
I just told Todd I'm keeping my football and basketball tickets, so you hadn't gotten rid of me. And plus, I have to put a little plug in for the WKU Sisterhood. So just, you all need to think about it. It's the best $1,000 I've ever spent in my life. And it is a gift that keeps on giving. So if any of you gentlemen want to get a gift for your wife, that would be a perfect gift to give them as a membership of the WKU Sisterhood. It is $87.77 a month. If you'd like to join, you pay on your credit card. Give me a $1,000 check.
And see what I mean?
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
And a brief word on Jason. We did mention him yesterday as we talked about our budget and the ramp process. And Jason McKinney has been a Trojan of a worker the last year. Certainly served his alma mater well additionally. So, any other comments?
I was just going to say, as someone who set aside former Regent Henson for the last 2 years, she definitely gets the title as the most WKU-branded person that I've been around. And I've got to see what we gave her, because I'm sure...
I forgot.
So this is, for those of you who've been on the board for a while, you will have seen the Cary Hall mirror gift that we gave. And in conversations with some folks, we thought it might be time for a little update to the Cary Hall mirror gift. So, Julie and Jason are the first recipients of the new Rolling Off the Board award.
I know what you spent. Thank you. Is this too cool? See? On the back of it?
in this, and it's got I got our seal right here too. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Moving on, we have Dennis that arrived with us recently. Approval on our May 5th and June 10th meetings.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from our May 5th and June 10th meetings. As submitted, any discussion, amendments, changes? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Minutes approved. We'll now swing to the Academic Affairs Committee, which Regent West chairs.
Can I get a real quick point of clarity for the new members? Even though we are addressing academic affairs, because this is a quarterly meeting, any member can make a motion, correct? Not a committee meeting.
That's correct.
Okay, so any member can make a motion on academic affairs items, financial budget items, or executive items. Just wanted to clear that here. There was a couple questions.
When we're having committee meetings, then only the members of that committee.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nice.
We have two action items on the agenda today. Action item one is approval of academic programs. Nicholas Fisher.
Yes, our request is to approval for academic program suspension for the following programs that you were supplied, which is communication studies minor, digital advertising minor, paralegal studies, associate of arts, measurements, evaluation and research, graduate certificate, Arabic, and the Bachelor of Arts and minor and in Diversity and Community Studies, Bachelors of Arts. These were all areas that were sent forward to the Provost Office by the departments and the colleges as areas that needed to be suspended.
Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the academic program suspension? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. And the second action item is the approval of emeritus appointments.
Yeah, which is one of the favorite things for me to do is to highlight faculty. We have two are here today, and we have three that we would like to turn into emeriti. Dr. M. Catherine Kathy Carey, professor of economics, I believe, is here.
Yeah.
She's in the back. And just to remind you guys, Dr. Carey joined WKU Department of Economics in 1992 and later served as the center director, department chair, and interim dean. The ways in which Dr. Carey contributed to the college and university are too numerous to state, but she had a huge impact on the university. And with that, I would like to ask you to please stand so we can thank you for your time and effort. Second one is Daniel Myers. Dr. Myers joined the WKU Department of Economics in 1986 and later served as an associate dean for the Gordon Ford College of Business. Dr. Myers was instrumental in fostering study abroad programs during his service as the international officer for the Gordon Ford College of Business. He led multiple study abroad programs and provided rich educational experiences for our students. He is not here today. He's sick, homesick. He said he was sorry, but I'd love to give him a round of applause. And last is Dr. Julie Ellis, who I believe is here. Dr. Ellis joined WKU as head of the Department of Engineering in 2009 and served in that role until 2016. Dr. Ellis served as a professor of engineering and applied sciences until her retirement in 2020. I would ask you to please stand so that we can thank you for your service.
I have to say that the last time I was in this room, I think, in 3D,
was the recognition of the emancipation of the engineering programs of WKU from our previous arrangement with two other institutions in the Commonwealth. And it remains one of the proudest things that I say I did in my career as an engineering professor. So it's nice to be back and see both familiar faces and to see some of the new energy.
Thank you.
It's worth noting in our discussion yesterday, we talked about applied research and how, yes, in reality, students at Western Kentucky University often get better research experience, hands-on, than they do at other universities. And Dr. Ellis and others in the engineering have really worked hard to do that, and our students get real life experience and applied experience as well as anybody.
Would you like to say something? Okay.
I'm happy to. I spent 27 years of my life here at WKU. My kids were raised here. They all three graduated from here. When I come in this room or anywhere on campus, I just, you know, it just grabs my heart. So thank you very much. It was a great experience here, and I will continue to keep coming back.
Thank you. And I know I speak on behalf of all the board in thanking you for your service to the university. We appreciate it very much. Do I have a motion for approval of the emeritus appointments for Dr. Carey, Dr. Myers, and Dr. Ellis?
So moved.
Second? Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Point of clarification, I had a little bit of a faux pas as well as Regent West in introducing our regents. Doris will actually be taking over the Academic Affairs Committee at our next meeting. And Regent West has moved and assumed the role of Chairman of Finance and Budget, so she gets to continue on.
Okay, thank you. We have one action item for the Finance Committee that was not presented at the committee meeting.
Sure. So I spoke with you, Regent West, and wanted to explain to the board why it was not on the agenda for the June meeting. It was simply that these are personnel actions and one-time payments through June 30th, and because the June specially called meeting was so early in June, that we would have missed a whole month of personnel actions and one-time payments. So these are the personnel actions between March 21st, 22, and one-time payments between April 1 and 6/30/22. And again, I met with David and with Shane to go over these to see if they had any questions. It's just the standard actions that we approve quarterly.
Mr. Rose,
if I may, in reflection after our special call meeting, I've been thinking about the way in which we as a university go through the tenure process, but what you as a board do in terms of how tenure is awarded. And we've not talked about this before, but I want to make a point to talk about it today. There are 12 names on that list of personnel actions. And when you approve today those personnel actions, you're granting tenure to 12 individuals at this institution. And as we all well know, once you grant that tenure, as the legislation stands today, you're the only body that can revoke it. And that's a weighty decision. As we go forward, I think we're likely to present those tenure decisions in a different way. But I wanted today to at least make it clear that by approving this list, there are 12 individuals: Aaron Margella, King Fang Song, Brian Wheeler, Kara Hottingen, Kimberly Link, Shuha Ding, Michelle Reese, Whitney Harper, Akisa Daniels, Fatima Arugi, David Marquez, and Ashley Stinnett, who are going to be tenured. We've not given this the attention, I think, that it deserves as an institution. This is the process that I inherited and we continued. We likely will alter that a bit going forward so that we not only recognize the individuals who are being tenured, but we also are intentional about the decision that we're making. So I just want to put that out there. Thank you, Chair Bell.
Comments or questions?
I would just appreciate the comments and to take the moment to recognize what a significant accomplishment this is for faculty and what that brings in terms of recognition for the work they've done and future expectations for them to be a part of it. As well, I think it's very appropriate. And it's always kind of flown under the radar of what we do, and we have to point it out to them. I know the deans and some of the colleges go tell people very quietly today you got approved. So that would be appreciated.
Any further questions or comments?
I appreciate the clarification from Dr. Kimani. That's good information for us.
And do I have a motion to approve? The personnel action.
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, Susan. That's all we have for tonight.
Yep. All right. We'll move on to the executive committee. We have five action items, three of which were previously discussed. Separately, or we could entertain those three together. Is it everyone's pleasure to separate them?
I would move to approve EX1, EX2, and EX3.
Second. Have a motion, a second to approve those three items as previously discussed in committee meetings. That is approval of the addendum to the athletic employment contract of our athletic director, approval of the addendum to the athletic employment contract to the head softball coach, and approval of the philanthropic naming of Century Park for the ROTC physical training facilities. Any discussion, comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Item four, again, pertains to athletics and an employment contract, and we have the athletic director here with us today. Todd, would you like to say anything about our new baseball coach?
Yes, sir. Very excited, really, to have Mark Raridan as our baseball coach. It's pronounced rare, like it's spelled A-I-R, even though it's not. That's how you pronounce it, but very experienced winner. Previously was the head coach at Iowa Western Junior College for 20 years, where he had a great reputation as both an excellent evaluator of talent and in player development. And those are obviously two key things you must have to succeed at this level. In his 20 years there, he won over 900 games, went to the Junior College World Series 12 times, won the national championship 3 times, and probably the ultimate recognition of what he achieved, he was inducted into the Junior College Hall of Fame. So I'm thrilled that he's now leading our program. I feel like he'll be a great fit here, and he'll get baseball going in the direction that it needs to go.
Questions for Todd or comments about that? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the athletic employment contract of our new head baseball coach. Further comments, questions, discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
The next item to concerns some lease of some dining space in our Regent Hall. Who would like to talk about that?
I would.
All right.
Thank you, sir. You have before you a lease for with Western Kentucky University, the Student Life Foundation, to lease restaurant space in Regent's Hall, one of our newest buildings in the First Year Village complexes, Douglas Keene, Hugh Poland, Bridgeport Tower, Meredith, Zacharias Halls, and now Normal Regent's Hall, have just two previous food venues, the Den by Keene's and Pod, which is a convenience store. So the additional space and population down in First Year Village gave us an opportunity to also enhance the experience and food services for those students. So there's two facilities in Regent's Hall, the Spread, which is a sandwich shop, franchise out of Atlanta, Java City, which is a coffee shop, which is an appropriate menu for students today, is are in place in Regent's Hall and accessible to those residents, but all students who are in that part of campus. So this lease is very similar to the lease that we have with Hilltopper Hall for the Hilltopper Cafe we have, and it's similar to the lease that we've already signed with the Student Life Foundation.
Regent Bell, one of the other things I'd like to mention is that those of you who are on the board will recall a year and a half ago we had a conversation around powers reserved to the board, and that leases in excess of $500,000 were the purview of the board, not the institution. And so just a reminder that the reason this is here today is because you asked us to bring everything over $500,000 to you, and so this is one of them, and glad to do it. But just a reminder, this is a bit of an alteration in our policy, but we're following the direction and wishes of the board.
Good. Questions, comments? I'll make a comment. At our retreat yesterday, we heard some nice statistics with regards to retention and related to the living learning communities. And it seems like this move will only enhance that more. And at this point, I think we can say those efforts in the living learning sphere have been more than promising, and hopefully we'll see even better numbers going forward. Work in that regard, Ethan. And with that, if there are no more comments or questions, I'll entertain the motion.
So moved.
Motion. Second. And a second for approval of lease of Regent's Hall dining space. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign.
Chairman, I move the Board of Regents go into closed session as provided by Kentucky Revised Statute 61.810(1)(closed) for a discussion that might lead to the discipline or dismissal of an employee on behalf of the university.
Second. Have a motion and a second to go into closed session. Any discussion, questions? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Anybody else out there?
No. You ready, Chip? The board has now returned to open session. The discussions and deliberations during the closed session were restricted to those stated in the motion. No formal action was taken by the board in a closed session. The other business and announcements are listed for us. I will say, hopefully, several of us can be at the CPE conference in Louisville next month. Beth, you indicate you think maybe Arthur Levine is one of the speakers there. I again plug this book. I hope a few of you can read it. I think
mine's coming in the mail today.
Gives us a lot to discuss and think about over months and years to come. our fourth quarterly meeting, December 8th, instead of meeting that morning, because we have our Christmas dinner that evening, we won't have our meeting till that afternoon. And then we'll all be able to hang around and not wonder what we're going to do with the rest of the day, having a meeting in the morning, not getting together till that night. So that meeting will be in the afternoon, which is a change. And
convocation on Monday. Thank you for those of you who will be in attendance.
Yes.
We want to hear good things.
Speech right here. So,
I
get to work this. I think we're at 50 minutes right now, so still under an hour, but it will be a full morning of. Some of it will be similar to what you heard yesterday, taking 15 minutes and turning it 50.
What about enrollment numbers right now?
No, we don't have.
Number right now.
So the number right now we are at, Bud.
What's that?
Enrollment number. First year enrollment, I think we're at right at 2,800.
I was going to say 2,770 or something like that.
And it may have shifted a little bit. The goal number was 29 something.
2920.
We have an orientation this week.
Yes.
Deans are calling the top 30 on the list, trying to get them here.
Yep.
The good news that I heard was that the discount rate. So again, headcount is one number to look at, but more importantly, net tuition revenue. That the discount rate has gone down, so the revenue goes up. So even though we might not hit the number, the balance of the dollars coming in could be a good place, the place we help.
We're scheduled for a new board orientation 2 weeks from today. Look forward to that. And last but not least, we have this envelope, which includes the annual presidential evaluation forms that...
My memo to the board around what we've done
over
the past year.
We will get via email the evaluation forms.
Yeah. And I think, so one word of caution, you can't, if you're going to do the evaluation form electronically, which is how it's done, you have to complete the evaluation. You can't start it and pause it. I'm sorry. If you pause it, you lose everything you've done. So don't pause. Get prepared to sit down and actually do it. And unanimity of participation is important. The IR office will harass and harangue you until you've done it. So, and evaluations are important for us
yes.
as an institution.
And should be taken seriously and reviewed with the president, which I will do. I think that is it for announcements. Anything else, Beth, if I've forgotten anything? Beth keeps us all on track and got us to the meeting yesterday morning and we did last night, which is great.
Those of you coming to convocation, we have pavement being poured on the road, so you should be able to drive somewhere near Van Meter by Sunday afternoon, I'm told.
I'm glad we have no dueling regents today. Would have been a bad day. Probably carry a pistol. So, with that, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.